everyone, and welcome back to episode 20 of the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the Travelling Two. So now we're 2 weeks into Thailand, and we have only 2 weeks left of Thailand.
I know, saying episode 20 sounded really like, wow, we've done 20 episodes.
20 episodes,
that is a lot.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm surprised we've done it. Like,
we're now 21 weeks into travel.
Almost 22 weeks into travel. No, 21. 21 and a bit. So we're on the 22nd week.
Wow.
I know.
And we've like literally got 2 weeks and like a couple of days left.
Yeah, it is crazy.
We're in our final Thai island. Like everything's final.
Yeah, today we went to our last beach that we're going to go to, which I'm really sad about because I think majority of our travel has been beach. At least it's felt like Australia was mostly the coast. And like,
yeah, we went to quite a lot in Bali.
A lot in Bali. Like, a lot of it has been beaches. And yeah, to go to our final beach, like, getting my final tan.
You can still tan up north.
Yeah, but still, like...
not as much.
I'm really sad because like, I love the beach.
Yeah.
How would you describe the last week in one word?
Ooh, that's a hard one. The last week in one word. I actually don't know.
I really can't think of anything.
How can you ask the question and not have an idea?
Don't think I can do it in one word, but I'd say like fun, but hard work.
Hard work?
Like travelling, like getting from place to place is a little bit hard.
Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing.
I think it's easy. I think it's draining.
Draining, yeah. But it's still fun. The things that we're doing
The things
fun.
That we're doing are fun.
Yeah.
I want to say, I feel like we've tanned quite a bit this week.
Yeah, I think we have.
Tan slash burnt.
Yeah. Should we get into the episode?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So last time we recorded, we were on Koh Phangan, and we had been there for a while, but we hadn't actually rated it.
Yes.
We spent 4 whole days there because, as you said, we were going to the full moon party, and in a lot of hostels and hotels, you have to book 3 or 4 nights. Mm. They don't let you book any less than that because they want to keep the tourists there for the full moon, and they know that you're going to go, so they like kind of force you to stay there.
And to be honest, that was like a good amount of time to be there because you get then... we had 2 whole days before the full moon to actually see the island.
Mm.
And then the next day was like just a hungover day.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a write-off day, which was needed to be on Koh Phangan.
Yeah.
And then we left the next morning.
Yeah.
So like it was the right amount of time to go to actually like experience the island and experience the full moon.
Yeah. So we stayed in like a beach resort. It was like some bungalows by the beach. It was really nice.
It felt a bit like we were back in Australia, like camping on the right on the beachfront again.
Yeah, it was called Koh Koh Beach Resort. It was a nice area as well because we weren't staying near the full moon party, like near the beach. Like you can, that's where all the like hostels party, like really going crazy there.
But I would say if you want to experience the full moon, but don't want to be like
drinking for 5 days constantly.
Of it, yeah, for the whole time, then you don't want to stay on Hadrim Beach, which is where it is. And like, I feel like the people that stay on Hadrim Beach are like going to be drinking it prior to it, after it, like you're not going to get a break.
No.
Whereas like, if you want to like experience Koh Phangan and like see some of the really nice beaches that it has, they're all on like
the north,
like yeah, further north. And like where we were staying, that was 20 minutes from Hadrian, and it was like really near like a food night market.
Yeah, we could walk to the night market 20 minutes down the road. We were also near the main pier, which was quite useful for leaving the island.
It was really good.
Yeah, I would really recommend that area near the night market. So places that we saw on Koh Phangan were Mai Had Beach, Salad Beach, and Bottle Beach.
Yeah, Bottle Beach is like Koh Phangan's number one beach. Mm-hmm. And it really was like a really, really beautiful beach. Like you can access it by boat that like takes you around, or you can do a trek, which is I think about 2 hours.
Yeah,
so we did the boat.
Yeah, we made friends with a couple who were staying in our resort as well, and actually they taught us how to motorbike.
Yes, taught Sarah how to
taught me how to so we finally did it. It was really nice to like bike around the island, go to these different beaches. Mai Had Beach was nice. First day that we went to the beaches, the weather wasn't so great, but like the beaches were fine, we just chilled on them. But Bottle Beach, thankfully, best beach.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, and it was
had
really
the blue
sunny
sky. Yeah, it was really nice.
And then it was that night that we also went to the full moon.
Yeah.
And had the whole full moon experience, which we'll tell you about later in a tale.
Yeah. So how would you rate Koh Phangan?
I gave it an 8.5 out of 10 because I was...
Oh, 0.5.
I couldn't pick 8 or 9.
Okay.
Felt like 9 was a bit high, but I felt like 8 didn't quite cut it because I did enjoy it.
I kind of get you, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wrote 9 because I wanted it to be on the higher end, but I was thinking the same, 8 or 9, so yeah. 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah. The full moon party was really, really fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Didn't disappoint.
Yeah. I'm really glad that we went to it and that we did the islands first. Koh Phangan was really nice.
And also definitely stay on Koh Phangan. We did consider staying on Koh Tao and traveling. And like it really is impossible.
No, stay on Koh Phangan for the full moon party.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that like didn't give it a 10 was probably like the weather wasn't as nice on the first day. Maybe the beaches aren't as nice as some of the other beaches we've seen.
Yeah.
But overall, great place.
Yeah, it was really liked it. It was really fun.
I was just going to say, I recommend, what was that name of that cafe that you went to?
We went to a French bakery that was like German, just down the road.
German bakery.
Oh yeah, the French one was yesterday. Yeah, we went to a German bakery that was like just down the road from Coco. And they had like so many croissants.
Really nice croissants. But the one I was on about was the day after the full moon, we went to that cafe.
Oh.
Coffee Club or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No, 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 not Coffee Club. That's the one here. Southway Coffee Bar.
Would really recommend.
That was also 2 minutes from Coco, and I had the most amazing fluffy pancakes
ever
after the full moon, yeah. Which was delicious.
Yeah, I was really jealous of your pancakes.
They were amazing.
I did not make a good decision that day, but it was a great coffee
It was shop. A really nice place.
And I'd recommend it.
Yeah. So after Koh Phangan, we then headed to Koh Tao, which is the island just north of Koh Phangan. It's meant to be the cheapest island to go scuba diving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like the place to go scuba diving. We did snorkeling.
Yeah, we didn't, as we said last week, we didn't want to do diving.
Yeah. It's cheapest, but it's still very expensive.
Yeah, you're still spending £250 on a diving course.
Plus also, you have to stay for like 3-4 days, which would have just been long out of our time in Thailand. And we're just scared of our ears.
Yeah.
Which I think is reasonable.
I think I'd like to do it now.
Like, I'd like to do it at some point, maybe just once. But I don't really know if I want to do the paddy and like get a license and everything.
Yeah, we're
just
not
want to experience it once, maybe.
Yeah.
But we did do snorkeling, which was apparently meant to be like the best island to snorkel at. Which I wouldn't say it necessarily was.
I don't know, because what we did on Koh Tao was we spent one day on Freedom Beach.
Which was really, really lovely.
Really, really nice beach. Like, it's a private beach, so you have to pay to go on it, but it's worth the money.
Yeah, and it includes, like, a sunbed, your access to the beach, access to a viewpoint, which we didn't actually go up, but everyone said it was really nice. And it's, like, a really small beach,
mm-hmm.
but really nice. And, like, I think, like, majority of people would go and visit Freedom Beach.
Yeah, and then the second day we did a snorkeling trip. And the snorkeling trip took us to like a really famous island, which was beautiful.
Yeah, which was beautiful, but not included on the trip. Like, we had to pay extra for that.
Yeah, and then it took us to a few other places around Koh Tao where we did snorkeling, but I wouldn't say the snorkeling was the best.
No, it wasn't. That's what I mean. It wasn't the best place to do snorkeling.
Yeah, so we did the snorkeling trip, and then the final day we went to Ao Luk. So this was left out of our snorkeling trip for some reason, not sure why. So we decided to go to ourselves. Koh Tao was a lot smaller than Koh Phangan, so we were able to walk to places, which was quite nice. Like, we walked to Freedom Beach, that was half an hour walk in the sun, so it was a bit of a trek.
But yeah, and so was Ao Luk, about half an hour.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth it. And Ao Luk, same thing, we had to pay to be on the beach, but it was 100% worth it. We hired snorkels, and the snorkeling there
was brilliant.
It was so good.
Around like the reef and the rocks on the edges, there was so many colourful fish.
Yeah, and like the coral was really, like, it's in the shallow area.
It's like
so
just
easy.
Off of the shore, yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy to see everything. And we saw black tip sharks as
yeah,
well. Little baby
really,
sharks.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. And just also
Sari Beach, yeah, is like the main beach in Koh Tao, which was just up from where we were
staying.
Yeah. And that beach was really nice as well. Like, really big, very, very popular. But
yeah.
If you like wanted like main beaches, it's where like the whole sort of hub, I'd say, of Koh Tao is, like all the restaurants and everything is like around there.
Yeah, I really like this one place that we went to for dinner on the beach. It's called like Family House or something.
Yeah, just like a local Thai restaurant,
like,
right on the beachfront.
Pad Thai and Sprite on the beach. Really nice.
Every watching moment
sunset.
Always includes a Sprite.
Watching sunset, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Yeah, what was your rating for Koh Tao?
I gave Koh Tao an 8 out of 10.
Mm?
What did you?
I gave it 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10. Wow,
yeah.
You've We've switched. You've gone higher than me.
I keep going higher.
Why did you go for 9?
I was comparing it to Koh Phangan, and I think Koh Tao was more spectacular. The beaches were better. The snorkeling was better. Yeah. But, I mean, we didn't do snorkeling on Phangan.
No, we didn't.
But, like, I thought the island was more beautiful, but I had more fun on Phangan.
Yeah, so I gave Phangan higher because I thought I had more fun there, so I got to give it an 8.5. And also the thing that made me give Koh Tao a bit lower was that, like, I really enjoyed the snorkeling on Our Luke. I really, really liked that. But I was slightly disappointed with the snorkeling on the trip. Because I was expecting, this is where, like, having expectations can, like, not be great. It's like, I was expecting the snorkeling on Koh Tao to, like, blow me away.
Mm.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
Our Luke was really pretty and, like, the fish there were amazing. But the actual trip, like, we hardly saw anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So that's why I give it a 9 instead of a 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Maybe an 8. And then from Koh Tao, we got an overnight ferry and then a bus, and we got to Krabi. So the trip was fine. It was 12 hours. We left at 9 p.m. We arrived in Krabi at 9 a.m.
It was a little bit earlier, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And from Krabi, we went to Rayleigh Beach.
Rayleigh Beach is, like, meant to be Thailand's number one beach, I think.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Supposedly beautiful.
I mean, I went to it 5.5 years ago.
And your pictures were gorgeous.
And it was gorgeous.
But when we went and it was dark and cloudy and rainy, it was not so pretty.
No, it was really disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was quite disappointed.
And, like, Krabi wasn't, like, anything. So, like, there was nothing really to do in Krabi. You just really go to Rayleigh Beach.
Yeah.
And it didn't meet my expectations of what I thought Rayleigh Beach was going to be like. When you ask people, like, their number one places in Thailand to go, they'll be like Pai and Rayleigh Beach and Koh Tao or whatever they'll say, like, something like that. But, like, normally Rayleigh Beach is up there.
Mm.
And I wouldn't put it up there in my rankings of the places we've been to in Thailand.
Yeah, I'd say I actually preferred. So on Rayleigh, there's another beach called Pranang Beach, where there's a cave as well, and I thought that beach was way nicer. In the rain and, like, whatever.
The day that we went, that beach was way more pretty.
Yeah, but, like, the water's so blue, regardless of the weather.
Yeah.
And it is really nice. It was just a shame.
It was still nice. It just wasn't, like, I wasn't blown away with, like, wow, this is the most stunning beach I've ever seen.
Yeah. So what did you give?
I gave it a 7 out of 10 because, like, it was still Rayleigh and, like, it was still nice. And I did have the really good hot chocolate there, I have to say. And they had a really nice, like, veggie vegan place for lunch.
True.
Like, I feel like it could be easily a 10 out of 10 place.
Yeah, it would be a 10 out of 10 place in the sun.
And it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, I only gave it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I gave it quite low because, like, I've seen
You've
it before.
Seen it as a 10 out of 10.
In its glory.
Yeah.
But it wasn't this time.
And it wasn't
time.
Like that.
Moving on to tiffs and tails.
Do you want to go for your tiff this week?
I can do. So my tiff is one that I have been waiting to do for quite a while.
Yeah.
I still haven't done it.
I still don't know what it is.
Because other things just keep cropping up. And I'm like,
there's too many things.
These things, like, have annoyed me more in the week than this. Sometimes it would bother me in the past, but it doesn't bother me anymore.
You've just got used to it, though.
Yeah. And it's when we're in restaurants and you will read the entire menu, starters, mains, desserts, everything. You will go through each little thing, and the thing is, every time you'll order just a pad thai
or like do
our usual order, and I'm like, well, why are you bothering to read all the other stuff? Especially,
you don't know, there might be something else that's better. And, like, I like to know all my options.
But, like, we're also veggie, so, like, it's not like we have a lot of options. So why are you reading the part with, like, the chicken and, like, the seafood? And,
once,
like,
I see it's chicken and seafood, I'll skip it. But I don't know it until I read it.
Okay. I think, where was it where we had, like, the really long menu? It took us ages to choose.
Like, the other day where I was just like, you tell me what I should have to the waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the menu was far too big and I was like, I can't even sit and read it or I'm going to be here for an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, oh dear. Tell me what you recommend that's vegetarian. Yeah, but I'll have that.
Yeah, it did take a solid, like, 10 minutes to order
that
day.
I didn't bother reading.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally I like to see my options and then decide I'll have the pad thai.
Yeah.
So my tip with you, I'm going to go, like, broad.
Okay.
It's going to be leaving things open. Have I done
again?
This?
You've
I did
done
it for
this.
The water. I only did it for the water.
No, you mentioned lots of other things as well that I leave open.
I have written it up. I read it upwards. I did write
Yeah, you did. Again, I haven't been leaving things open this week.
Yeah, you have. So the example that I had from, I think it was last week. Sometimes you leave doors open. We'll leave like the hotel.
Yeah.
Or the hostel or whatever. And you'll leave the door open if you're out last.
When?
It's happened. And on the boat, this was the other day, on the boat, if you open the bag and to get something, you'll leave it open.
Which boat? Which bag?
The rucksack. You'll open the bag, you'll get something out, and the bag will just be open.
I swear I haven't done
that. And then you're
that.
Like, and then things will fall out. I might actually change it to just like leaving things rather than leaving things open, because leaving things as well has been a thing this week. You left your phone on the beach the other day.
That is true, actually. Oh, yeah. The bag I left open and then my phone just went all the way into the sand.
Which
and
was
just,
also to do with leaving things open.
I didn't notice that it was in the sand. I was like, your phone
you
is on.
Your phone. You need to lift your bikini today.
It's true. I am quite bad. If
I
didn't
it's
have
the
you.
Leaving things
I'd
in
be
general.
Yeah.
Open or on the floor.
Yeah. It's not a good thing. But we haven't got robbed.
No, we have. This is true.
As long as we don't get robbed by me leaving things open, then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
Yeah. On to our tales of the week.
So our first tale of the week is, of course, at Copenhagen's full moon party.
Yeah, so we wanted to give our listeners
a full rundown of our experience.
I really liked the full moon party. Like, it was really, we didn't know how, like, crazy it was going to be.
I was a bit apprehensive about it because we had, like, seeing loads of stuff about it being like really wild and
like people putting stuff in your drinks and like just it was a lot about like safety and like oh you could get robbed and like people do this and people do that and it just sounded a bit like,
unsure about it.
Yeah,
but actually I really really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
like I did have a really good night. We went with like there was a group of us that all went
together
from our like place that we were staying together. We had like some pre's together, played some games, and all got like a taxi. And every single person basically is going to the full moon, and like the taxis are just like lively.
People,
and
yeah.
The UV is really fun. And like when you arrive, there's before you even like get down to the beach, there's like massive areas of everyone having like UV paint done, and they're like selling flower crowns and different like light up stuff.
Yeah,
and then like the beach. The beach is crazy, but it's really fun and really cool. And it's full of just different beach bars and, like, clubs and stands and fire.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really love pre's. Like, I think I like the pre's more than the full moon party. So we had made friends with a couple in our resort. Shout out to Luke and Kate if you are listening to this. We love you guys. And then this Spanish couple who were on the boat to Bottle Beach with us were like, oh, do you guys have plans for full moon? And we were like, come join us. So then they came to our resort too. And then like a French couple who was staying in the bungalow next door were just sat outside drinking as well.
So they came join.
I like loved how we like just made a group and like went. And it was really fun.
It was really fun. So we didn't do the fire jump rope.
No, we didn't.
We were there, but we did watch a lot of people do it. And it seemed dangerous, but it didn't seem like no one was getting injured.
Yeah, no, like it, yeah. I think it might
have been because they were drunk.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to wake up.
Touched by the fire quite a bit.
Yeah. I was standing quite close and I was like, I reckon I could do it.
But I had to keep you away from it.
But then I was like, no, don't be stupid.
And there was like a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Bit of a hazy night.
It was a bit hazy.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
Yeah. Our second tale of the week is our snorkeling trip on Koh Tao. So we wanted to also give a bit more detail. Because like this is the number one thing to do on Koh Tao apart from the diving.
Yeah,
so we booked this through a hostel. It was called Diamond Tours. They take you to the island, so it's called Nang Yuan Island, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You have to pay an extra fee for that,
250 baht.
Yeah, which we weren't told about.
No, it wasn't made explicitly clear.
It was on the sign, but we didn't notice it, and like they didn't tell us. And I swear they told you it was only going to be 100 baht.
On the ticket that they gave me, it said 100 baht.
Yeah, so I think I was a bit pissed off that we didn't know about that, and that we arrived at this island and they were like charging us more.
You kept trying to get in for free. Like, you kept walking past the guy, and he was like, come back.
And I was like,
I was told it was free. I was told it was 100 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just kept walking and walking, and I was like, Sarah, we're paying.
I think I just hate it when, like, people lie, like, not lie to you, but, like,
they don't. There's a bit of a cheek, and they're not explicitly clear all the time. I would say to always ask if entrance fees are included on a tour ticket.
Yeah, because they like to hide that.
They
fact.
Do really like to hide that.
Yeah. And like the snorkeling trip, so the island was amazing, and like we walked to the viewpoint, that was beautiful. The water so clear, yeah. Like snorkeling there was really cool. So, and then we went to like some snorkeling stops around Koh Tao.
Yeah, Mango Bay, Shark Point, a couple of others.
Yeah. But as we mentioned previously, the snorkeling was quite disappointing.
There was just wasn't loads to see. They were like, there's millions and millions of fish here. And there were, but they were really far down and they were really dark.
Yeah.
So like,
the best place for the snorkeling was actually near the island, like the very first
the
stop.
The first stop, yeah.
That one had really colourful fish. I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, it was really nice.
But I think as the day progressed,
there wasn't that much to see.
It really
and, like,
got bad.
Everyone just wanted to see sharks and turtles because that's what we all believed we were going to see. And finally, we did see one really big turtle, actually.
Yeah, we saw the turtle at Shark Point.
Yeah, but we didn't see any sharks. And there wasn't, like, what I imagined of the turtles was that was going to be, like, loads of little turtles swimming around. And it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And obviously, these people have no control of where the fish are and where the animals are in the sea. But I just thought it was going to be better than it was. And it didn't meet
the expectation.
Yeah.
I think also the problem with the tour was that there were so many people.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes from Koh Phangan to Koh Tao, like, after the full moon party. It's, like, just
it's the either,
way
like,
to
the
do
week
it.
Before the
yeah.
full moon or the week after the full moon that Koh Tao is, like,
really busy.
Really, really busy.
And so, like, there were, like, probably, like, 100 people had signed onto this diamond tour, and, like, a couple of boats were going. There was about 30, 40 people on each boat.
Yeah, it was just super busy. And I just don't know how these boat trips keep track of the people. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure people get lost at sea.
It was manic.
Like, it's just manic. And they're like, is everyone back on the boat? And we're like, no.
Yeah, I just would say, like, they weren't prepped for the amount
no,
of people that were doing the tour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as great as expected. But still, like,
like, it was worth definitely going to the island, and
yeah.
It was good to see
the one turtle.
And
if we hadn't seen the turtle,
I think we would have been even more disappointed.
I would have been so upset.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On to our lessons learned for the week.
Our first lesson is that motorbiking is not that hard.
No. So Sarah learned it on Koh Phangan with the couple that we met. They were really lovely and, like, actually showed us how to do it properly and, like, gave us time to, like, practice and, like, get used to it. I felt a lot safer being with some other people doing it for, like, especially for, like, our first time.
So I think the issue is always not the actual driving, well, as in, like, obviously it is, but, like, it's more like hiring it from a place when you've never, like, driven it before.
Yeah,
kind of, like, because
it's like the initial start, like,
yeah. We hired it from just our resort, and I remember trying to drive out of the resort.
Yeah.
I was a bit, like, wobbly, because obviously it was, like, it's our third time trying it,
yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I do have a gist of how to drive it, and, like, it was fine, but it was more that we needed to get out of the resort to then practice on one road that was, like, completely quiet, and it was really easy to just go up and down, up and
just
down.
Just to practice.
Getting the practice of, like, the balance. It's mainly the balance with motorbiking.
Yeah.
They're really heavy.
They are really heavy. But even then, the guy was like, have you ever done this before?
Yeah.
I was a bit apprehensive of you actually going. Like, when we got back, he was like, anything happened? Are you guys okay?
Yeah,
like, he was really worried about us.
I think he was quite surprised that we were fine as well.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a good driver. What are you on about?
Yeah, it just took you some time to get used to it. But, like, after practicing, it was fine.
It was. Like, it's still scary. And, like, I am still, like, a bit apprehensive of getting bikes again. Like, we did it with Luke and Kay. And, like, it was nice to just, obviously, like, he can't help me to learn to drive, and, like, it is just you.
It's, yeah.
But it just feels safer when you've got,
like,
someone. If your bike breaks down, you fall over, like, at least they can be like, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And we're just, like, checking up on you and stuff.
Yeah. It was better for following as well, rather than having
to
get Google Maps up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did Google Maps on the way back on the final time.
Yeah, and it was fine.
Yeah, I was a great mapser.
Yeah, I was quite apprehensive about that. I was like, this is not great, you're not the best mapser.
But it worked.
But you were fine.
Our second lesson learned is that overnight ferries are actually not as bad as expected. And you can sleep on them.
They're way better than buses.
Yeah. I was really scared about the first overnight.
You were like, we're not going to sleep.
I was like, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to be puking the whole night. I thought it was going to be terrible. We took some seasickness tablets, but actually, like, I don't even think it was bumpy.
No, it wasn't.
The ferry goes so slowly. Like, the journey in the daytime, if you do it, can take, like, 3 hours. And it took, like, what, double that?
Yeah, we left at 9 p.m. and we arrived at, like, 4? 5? I think it was 5.
Yeah.
So, like, an 8-hour journey on this ferry compared to a 3-hour journey if you're doing it through the day.
It goes so slowly. But they have, like, proper beds on the boat. And for somehow we had VIP beds. And we both had, like, double bunk beds.
I think we were really lucky. We were on the top.
Yeah.
And we were on, like the bigger beds.
The bigger bed, yeah.
Everyone else was, like, crammed in the bottom. Like, we were really lucky.
We were really lucky.
We paid the same price.
Yeah. And we did manage to get, like, actually, like, a decent, like, 8 hours, 7-8 hours
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, I slept amazing.
Yeah, it was actually, like, really good. Way better than any overnight bus that we've had or any transfer that we've had, which you don't really get a good night's sleep on. It was pretty good.
It arrived in Surat Thani at 5 a.m. We didn't talk to anyone this time.
No, but we did see Chili.
We did see Chili.
I saw Chili, the woman that scammed us in Surat Thani last time. I was tempted to go over and ask her for my 2,000 baht back.
Yeah, but she was. I think she was trying to scam more people.
I think she was.
Yeah, we were like, stay away from her.
Yeah.
Our third lesson is that Rainy Beach is only good if you have good weather.
Yeah, the area is still nice and there's still other places to see, but definitely in the sun it would, like, I could see the beauty of it. That would have been if it hadn't been sunny.
Yeah.
And our final lesson learned this week is that in July it is low season, so it can be slightly more difficult to get to certain places. So in Krabi, when we wanted to go to Rainy Beach and you have to get a boat there, it's like a set price for the full boat, and the boat can take eight to 12 people. Yeah, something like that. And normally, and then you'd split the price between everybody. Whereas when it was only like us and another guy who wanted to go, they wanted an extortionate amount of money to get to Rainy Beach. And in the end, after like haggling and waiting a while,
we waited for quite a while. But like, we wanted to go to Rainy basically straight away. We had arrived in Krabi just to go to Rainy.
Yeah.
So we arrived at 8 a.m. and we were like, let's try and go to Rainy. We were a 2-minute walk from the pier. So we walked down and like, there's this one boat guy who tries to find people to fill one boat to go to Rainy. And no one else was there.
No one. So
we managed to go at like 11 o'clock. So it took us like 2 hours. Like, we found one other couple, and they did actually give us the price that it would have been if the boat was full.
But we waited ages and we haggled a lot. I did a good job.
You did a really good job. You were like, I'm accepting 150
baht. Only 150, that's it. I've got no other money on me.
And also, it was really good as well, because on the way back, only us two were on the boat.
And they still had the same price.
And it was still the same price. We are great at negotiating. So just be aware, it is rainy season at the moment.
Which hasn't been awful. We've had a bit of rain, but not terrible.
Like, the only bit of rain that we have already had that was bad was on Rainy Beach.
It was Rainy Beach.
But apart from that, it's been gorgeous blue skies. So, yeah. And a bit, like, cloudy the other day in Phi Phi.
A little bit one day, yeah.
Yeah, but not bad for rainy season.
Okay, let's move on to our highs and lows of the week. So my high of the week is the full moon party, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It did live up to what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
No, actually, like, not what I thought it was going to be, but...
No, you thought it was going to be awful. Not awful, but you were worried.
I was worried about it, like, not enjoying it, but, like, I did enjoy it. It lived up to it being good.
Yeah.
Whereas some people that we've met that said it's not as good as it's made out to be, or it's, like, you don't have to go kind of thing, but other people saying, like, you should experience it. Like, I did enjoy it, and I did have a really fun night, and... I enjoyed pre's, I enjoyed the actual beach party, I enjoyed the pancakes in the morning, the whole package, it was good. The other thing I didn't enjoy was the feeling the next morning, but other than that...
Hannah stayed in bed. Well, you were feeling really bad the next day.
I really didn't feel that well. We were going to go get breakfast.
It was my first adventure on my own.
It was your first solo adventure.
So Hannah stayed in the hammock, like, dying.
No, because we were about to go, and I was like, yeah, I got this. And then I was like, no, I can't move out this hammock just yet.
So then I went up and down the street and, like, went to a cafe on my own. I quite enjoyed it.
I came and joined you.
You did come join me afterwards, yeah.
What's your high of the week?
My high, I would say the pre's of the full moon, I preferred more than the actual full moon party.
Mm-hmm.
Still was really fun. But I think my high would be motorbiking.
Motorbiking.
I think because I've been wanting to do it for so long.
You felt free.
And I felt so free and I felt so like, oh, I just, yeah, it was really fun.
Finally, you're in Asia and you're on a bike.
Yeah, and I felt so proud of myself. So nice. Probably motorbiking around Koh Phangan and going to the beaches.
I did enjoy that a lot, and I enjoyed the freedom that the motorbike gave us.
Yeah.
We actually managed, this was also a very good haggling of us, we managed to pay the same price for that day and just keep it for the second day.
Mm, that's true, yeah.
So we did a great job there.
What was your low?
So my low of the week, which we have mentioned again a few times, is that I was a little bit disappointed by Rainy Beach.
Yeah.
Because I know it's meant to be a 10 out of 10 place and I just didn't have that experience there.
Yeah. My low was the snorkeling trip on Koh Tao. Again, when expectations don't meet reality. I was just like, I think I was more just pissed off about the fact that they were charging us for the island.
You were super pissed off that they were charging us for the island.
Yeah, I was just not in a good mood.
Once you had gone in the sea,
yeah,
then you were fine.
Then I was fine. On to our interesting facts of the week. Do you have any interesting facts for me or not?
So my only interesting fact for you, which you know already, but our listeners might not, is that Rayleigh Beach is only accessible by boat because of the high limestone cliffs on either side.
Mm.
That means it's like completely cut off from mainland. So you have to access it by boat. But actually also that's not just the beach. It's just like the town.
Mm.
And then there's the beach and there's like another beach and a few places to stay and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know before we went that you can actually stay on Rayleigh as well.
Yeah.
Like that was an option to stay in a hostel on Rayleigh, whereas I don't remember that, or I just thought it was a beach.
I thought the boat would just pull up at the beach.
Yeah. I had one interesting fact about Rayleigh Beach as well.
Mm.
It's famous for the beach, but it's also really famous for rock climbing.
Yeah.
Like, we saw people rock climbing, but I didn't...
It's a big thing to do there.
I didn't realise that beforehand.
When we say rock climbing, as in, like, they're, like, literally just climbing up the cliff face.
Mm. Do you know how many people go to the full moon party each month?
I did read this. I think it's, like, 20,000?
Not quite. It says between 5,000 and 30,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the very high peak.
Peak.
I think now, because of COVID, like, it's definitely a lot less.
How many do you reckon? I reckon
10,000, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't even know that if it... I don't know. It felt really busy.
It did feel really busy.
Like, the beach was packed. Like, the whole way
around. I reckon it was about 10,000.
Okay,
because, like, it was still movable.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, mobbed.
No, like, I like the fact that it didn't feel like a mosh pit,
no,
which I was worried about.
Whereas, like, I reckon 30,000 is.
Yeah. And the last fact that I have for you is, did you know that Koh Tao means turtle island?
Yeah, that's why. That's what is nicknamed the Turtle Island.
Yeah, but did you know that that's what it translates to?
I know.
Tao means turtle. And you know, it's not because of you can see turtles.
Why?
It's because the island is shaped like a turtle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why everything's turtle, like they have the giant turtle there,
mm.
and they sell like turtle bracelets and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's because the island shaped like a turtle.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at the map again.
I know. That's all my facts. That's all I've got.
Nice.
On to our upcoming plans.
Yeah. So we are now in
Phuket,
and we're heading to Khao Sok National Park, and then... we are going to be flying on Wednesday to the north of Thailand, which is where we'll spend our last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Very excited for the north. A bit sad that we're not ending with islands.
No more beaches.
No more beaches, as we said. I'm really sad about that. But yeah, very excited to maybe see some elephants.
I'm really looking forward to some elephants.
Yeah. And going to Pai.
I've just heard so much good things about
everyone,
the north.
Every day, people are like, Pai. Pai is the place.
Yeah, get yourself to Pai.
So I'm really excited to see that because I've never seen that before.
Yeah, apparently it's a bit hippie.
Like, I have been to Chiang Mai before, so yeah, Pai will be cool.
Pai will be really cool. So stay up to date with our podcast and make sure you turn on your notifications and follow us on Instagram at the Traveling Tube Podcast.
If you want to email us to ask any questions, for any suggestions, or if you want to share anything, just email us at thetravelling2pod@gmail.com.
We'll be back in your ears again next week.
Maybe not next week. Maybe in a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We're going to try and do two episodes, but we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. For now.
Bye.